program. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there free. And freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And by the way, coming up here, we got to give you some Totesacks. Two-pack of those still on the way here tonight. Your chance to win shortly will be arriving. 800-259-9231 is the number. Again, you can bring up anything. Mark, you've been chomping at the bit to read a story for us. An analogy, perhaps? What do you
got? I think it's a metaphor. I don't know.
Long-time listeners will have heard this one before, and that's why I was like, we've done this one.
We've done it, but the show's been on the air almost 8 years now, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it's been a long time since we've done stuff, and we do certain bits over and over again. The Thanksgiving story comes to mind.
This is true.
So I think that there are some, and this is one of those email forwards, and you know, it looks right to me. I don't know for certain. I haven't. I think that figuring out who pays what in taxes is so difficult. I've tried to do it, and it can be. You get so many. If you check three different sources, you get three different answers, and they're not even a little bit different. They're a lot different. But I think that you can probably use this as an analogy. You know, largely, and. It's one of these email forwards, and mostly, you know, those things are full of crap, but this is just kind of an analogous story, and I think it's great. It's called Barstool Economics, and this is a story. This isn't true. Suppose that every day 10 men go out for a beer, and the bill for all 10 comes to $100. These are some drinking guys. If they paid their bill the way that, I guess it's not
Wait,
that much.
10? For yeah, 10 men drinking $100 worth of beer?
Yeah, I suppose you could have two beers on that.
Yeah. Right? It's not hard to do.
Yeah, it just seems like a lot, a big bill, but I guess 10 guys is not that big of a deal. If they pay their bill the way that we pay our taxes, it goes something like this. The first four guys, the poorest, would pay nothing. The fifth would pay $1. The sixth would pay $3. The seventh would pay $7. The eighth would pay $12. The ninth would pay $18. Now you're getting into some expensive beers, $18, right? Mm-hmm. This is the number nine guy. The number 10 guy, the richest guy, would pay $59 for his, I guess, two beers. Of these, his share of $100 is 59 mm-hmm. bucks. Almost 60% is paid by the top 10% of the taxpayers.
Okay.
So that's what they decided to do. The men drank in the bar every day and seemed quite happy with the arrangement. I'm not happy. I'm not in the top tier, but I'm still not happy. I'm probably in the bottom four, and I'm still not happy. Because, by the way, you pay, this is just income taxes. There are lots and lots of other taxes that go around it. Until one day, the owner threw them a curve. He said, since you're all such good customers, I'm going to reduce the cost of your daily beer by $20. So the drinks for the new 10 now cost $80. What a good deal, right? Now their bar tab, which was $100, is now cut down to $80. Everybody should be happy, right? The group still wanted to pay their bill the way that we pay our taxes, so the first four men were unaffected. They'd still drink for free. But what about the other six men, the paying customers? How could they divide the $20 windfall so that everybody would get his fair share? They realized that $20 divided by 6 is $3.33, but if they subtracted that from everybody's total, then the 5th and the 6th guy would each being paid to drink his beer. So the bar owner suggested it would be fair to reduce each man's bill by roughly the same amount. He proceeded to work out the amount each should pay. The 5th man, like the first four, now paid nothing, so he saved 100%.
Mm-hmm.
The 6th man now paid $2 instead of $3. The 7th man paid $5 instead of $7. The 8th man $9 instead of $12. The 9th man $14 instead of $18. And the 10th guy's bill goes down $10 to $49 instead of $59. And that's a 16% savings. Now, if you look at all the rest of these guys, they've got larger savings. But, you know, their savings is less in a dollar amount than the rich guy because he was paying for 1/6 of the bill for all these guys' beers. Remember, the first five guys now are paying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Each of the six was better off than before, and the first four continued to drink for free. But once outside the restaurant, the men began to compare their savings. I only got a dollar out of the 20, declared the sixth man. He pointed to the 10th man, but he got 10. Yeah, that's right, explained the fifth man. I only saved a dollar, too. It's unfair that he got 10 times more than I. That's true, shouted the seventh man. Why should he get $10 back when I only got two? The wealthy get all the breaks. Wait a minute, yelled the first four men in unison. We didn't get anything at all. The system exploits the poor. The nine men surrounded the 10th man and beat him up. The next night, the 10th man didn't show up for drinks.
Uh-oh.
Well, who wants him anyway? Those rich people exploiting everybody with all their riches, sitting around being rich and exploiting people with their riches and stuff.
But if he doesn't show up to the party, then who buys the beers?
Well, let me finish the story.
Yeah.
The nine men sat down, had beers without him, but when it came time to pay the bill, they discovered something important. They didn't have enough money between all of them for even half of the bill.
Uh-oh.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, journalists and college professors, is how our tax system works. The people who pay the highest taxes get the most benefit from a tax reduction. Tax them too much, attack them for being wealthy, and they just might not show up anymore. In fact, they might start drinking overseas where the atmosphere is somewhat friendlier. And this is attributed to some professor with a PhD in the University of Georgia and... I don't know.
That's a true statement, though. I mean, that if you screw the most productive people out there, that they're just going to stop producing. Now, remember, not all rich people are productive. Some of them are inherited money, and those folks tend to blow it.
Well, there's also people that I think that rightly people are upset about their wealth. People that have exploited the system, that have managed to use the political system for their benefit. They have bought politicians, used crony capitalism to get sweetheart deals. They've gotten paid off for who they know, not for how well they've served people. There's another sort of rich person out there that has gotten wealthy by providing a good or a service in a marketplace that people have wanted, and they've done it in a way that make people happy. Because if they weren't happy, they wouldn't give them money.
Yeah, those are the ones that are going to throw up their hands. Those are the ones that are going to move from one state to another to try to avoid taxes.
One government. Yeah. Imagine for a second that you could, remember, it wouldn't be a problem for you to come back to the country, but imagine if you could get citizenship in, say, the Cayman Islands and claim that you lived there. And, you know, as I understand it, I don't know, who knows all these tax laws, they can be so convoluted. But as I understand it, you can make more money by being a foreign citizen working in the country. You don't have to pay the same taxes.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dennis is in Alabama, in Huntsville, listening to WBHP. Hello, Dennis.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just wondering, you guys have police listening to you from time to time. You guys have said, and with all the news out here and the economy and stuff like that, a point was brought up. What, in my mind, is... What were the police abuses too? They think they can do this indefinitely, but what would happen, do they think, happening, since I guess they don't even think, but how about other folks out here? Let's go say the country falls apart, the economy. We got anarchy, man, from coast to coast. Don't these cops out here that abuse their authority, don't they understand the fact they're no longer in authority? They have no authority whatsoever anymore. It's gone. We, the people, who outnumber them probably by 1,000,000 to 1, we're going to be the ones in authority. And we don't forget. We got long memories, man.
You're suggesting the sort of fragging phenomenon that soldiers might take out an officer who abuses their authority in a battlefield situation. You know, I don't think they even think about it. I honestly wouldn't even think that they would consider that stuff for a second.
Yeah, I think you're right on that, but they need to start thinking at it.
They don't consider people refusing to obey, or that they don't consider a rising
up? Okay, if you're a cop who abuses your authority, is what he's saying is, hey, you know, the possibility exists that with the economy the way it is, that things could collapse entirely. And if they collapse entirely, then nobody's paying your paycheck anymore, and suddenly the people you abused, they're all armed, and they might take care of you.
We'll tell you what, Dennis, if you've got more thoughts, welcome. You're welcome to hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and that is the place where you can enjoy all kinds of neat features, all for free, including our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and you can chat with other listeners all at the same time, all over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com, and it's brought to you by Memory Dealers.
That's right. The cam's brought to you by the good folks at memorydealers.com. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. Not only do they offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers at up to 99% off of list price, But they offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. All their stuff is in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, so back to your calls about what you want. I think Dennis is still with us listening in Huntsville, the WBHP. Dennis, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here. So, yeah, I was going to bring up the subject, too. What about the IRS? Now, we know how mean they can get, but I'm going to say y'all have heard of karma, right?
Sure, yeah. What goes around comes around.
That's what these people need to start thinking about. The laws of karma will not be denied. I know. I suffered once from it myself. And man, did that ever wake me up, I'm here to tell you. Mm-hmm. So if this everything falls apart out here, which still a lot of people keep talking about it, the economy, everything's gone. We got anarchy from coast to coast. These people out here that think they're bad guys now, real tough, these tough cops, these badge-toting serial killers, a lot of them, the IRS people and all like that, man, they're going to be getting payback big time, and they ain't going to be nobody can call, man.
Now,
they ain't gonna be able to call Ghostbusters, man. You know?
when you say payback, I mean, are you hinting at violence there, or are you talking about something else?
Well, that's what you get when you have anarchy and all like that. Everything falls apart. What are people
going to
do?
Well, that's the thing with the term anarchy, right? I mean, anarchy has this popular connotation of no control, no limits. I think that the people who are anarchists would argue on that point. It's one of the reasons why I don't call myself an anarchist.
Well, a word is defined by the way it is used and what people believe that it means. So I think that it is a, you know, maybe chaos, huge civil unrest is a better term. But I think that people consider the term anarchy to, in fact, mean these things.
Yeah, how many cops are going to stay on board with the police department when they're not sure when their next paycheck is going to come?
Well, they're probably not. But, I mean, I think what the point he's making is, you know, if a cop has been a terrorist, individual, and then he's going to have to live in these same communities, right? Mm-hmm. If everything collapses, and I don't know whether it will or not, I'm not going to make any kind of predictions like that. But if it does, then, you know, hey, if the only protection you have now is the gun on your hip when you're going about your daily business, and you happen to see the guy that that treated you terribly when he had a badge and a gun and you know, was able to use the power of law. You know, maybe, and there is no power of law any longer in a situation like this, then maybe you'll just go ahead and take it in your hands to make sure he doesn't, use any kind of, abuse any kind of authority in the future. I don't think that that's an unlikely scenario.
Right. It's not to say that you're advocating that. It's just to say that that's a possibility in such a scenario.
That's the point I'm trying to make. I just want these people to think.
Yeah.
You know,
stop
think
hurting
before
people.
Before they do things wrong to people, think that there always can be some form of a payback. It doesn't have to be, you know, okay, let's gang up and shoot these people or anything like that, but there's always something because, like I say, the law of karma will not be denied.
Dennis, thank you for the thoughts tonight. Appreciate the call at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I see where he's coming from there. I'm glad he wasn't advocating for that violence. He was just saying, hey, you government guys, pay attention. Look at what you're doing to people. Look at how upset they are. And in the event that they have the opportunity, bad things might happen to you. That's all he was saying, right?
Yeah, if the way you solve solve problems is by throwing your weight around and expecting people to snap to when you say something just simply because you're a police officer, you know, people don't take that very kindly. And I think that it was it Super Cop or Super Fuzz where the people were spitting in the guy's hamburger or whatever. It was some one of these funny movies where people are, the cop walks up to a counter and orders a hamburger, value bonanza or whatever, and the guy goes through the microphone, hamburger value bonanza, it's for a cop. and then the police officer is like, well, why'd you tell them that? Or something like that. And
the guy told it was Super Troopers.
Super Troopers. And the guy says something like, because we're making it extra good. these are the little ways that people do things now.
Right. Yep, I definitely understand where you're coming from on that one. And I am a believer in what goes around comes around. So
I don't see how you can. I don't see how you can deny that. It seems like a spiritual law to me.
1-800-259-9231. The consequences may not be immediate for the aggression that these people are engaging in.
Right. Well, that's why the movies always have good winning over evil because it takes good a while. But I believe that it generally does happen.
Let's continue with your thoughts. Ken is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ken.
I'm here.
Ken, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was talking about the voting situation and, you know, across the country and Chicago and other people that we've had on GCN tonight.
Okay, are you going to make a point?
The voting situation?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what is it?
You're on the air.
Well, I think that Joyce Riley just said that she thinks that a movie that's going to help.
Going to help what?
Well, I'm not sure about that.
You make me want to put a shotgun in my mouth. Can you, like, make a coherent
shotgun
point?
In your mouth.
Thank you for the call. What did he just say there? Was that a naughty word? Did Ken just say something naughty? Because I couldn't tell.
I don't know.
A little incoherent, not understanding a word he was saying. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI.
Sometimes
you're
like that, you know what I mean?
Yep. All right, so let's continue here. Hey, speaking of taxes, Mark, you had brought up taxes earlier and the way they're divvied up. Well, one thing's for sure, the government people never have enough. There's never enough tax money for them. There's always some new program or some underfunded this or that. They need more money. Especially in a time where the economy is having a tough time and it's all the more difficult to squeeze money out of the population, the government folks start looking in more desperate areas in which they can bring people, extract more money from people. And one of those areas that is fairly untapped for the government is the internet. And boy,
they would love to figure out how to properly tax the internet.
Right now, though,
all those people on the internet are buying and selling and talking and cavorting and even saying things bad about the government without paying their fair share.
Yeah, but they can't really go after little people on the internet too easily because it's just too distributed. There's too much. It's too technical, too difficult for them. So they go after the big targets. Like as we read recently, they were going after charities, for instance.
Yeah.
And
nice.
Amazon. We'll tell you what they're doing to Amazon here in a little bit or what they're trying to do. But first, want to give you a two-pack of the Totesac. We've talked about the Totesac a lot on this program. It's a neat little device, the one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home. You can pick it up over at Totesac.us, buy some for your family members, great stocking stuffers. And right now, if you call in now at 603-435-1105, you will win a two-pack of the Totesac. If you're the first caller in, 603-435-1105, you win the Totesac. More coming up with your calls about whatever you want and Amazon being targeted by the state of Texas.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. 5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free at 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have there for you completely free. So head over there. And you can go to the mobile site if you've got one of the smartphones. Go to m.freetalklive.com and get a quick access to our streams as well as the podcasts over at m, as in mobile, m.freetalklive.com. By the way, Free Talk Live, we've got a lot of archives over on our website, and they go back to late 2006. That's a lot of archives. So go over there and enjoy those, too. If you missed a moment of the show, click and download, courtesy of HostGator.
Yeah, whatever you want to do online, whether it's archive shows or have your own blog or run an e-commerce business website, whatever it is you want to do, HostGator.com can help you do it.
Actually, now, I want to go to HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
I'm going to tell you about that. HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com is a portal that we've created to allow you to get your first month completely free with them. And, you know, they're a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Just go over there to HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. Sign up today.
All right, so we're going to continue here with your phone calls about what you want. Mike is on the line in West Virginia listening to WVTS. Hello, Mike.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? I was listening to your program about cops abusing their authority.
Yes.
And not long ago, well, a while ago, I was arrested for not paying for a meal that I didn't touch because the meal didn't come to my table the way I asked for it to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
The cop came, and I explained the situation to me, and saw he was such of a big, bad, you-know-what cop. Without asking my explanation for anything, he just arrested me. And
wow.
Then when I went to court, And it trickled down past the cop. It goes right through the justice system. Went to court. The case was thrown out because I was proved to be innocent. And I couldn't even sue the police station because it was a conflict of interest with the lawyers and the cops.
Well, it's usually some sort of qualified immunity that the police have. They typically can't be held liable for their actions.
Well, that's not right.
No, it's not right. And that's the reason, I would say, the single largest reason that we have so many problems with bureaucrats today, police included, is that they're not responsible for their actions. They have they have a reasonable expectation that they will not be brought to court no matter what it is they do.
And why would they want to be?
Just about everybody understands that police work by a different set of rules than the average individual does. So
the police?
Yeah, right.
No, the police will tell you the answer to that question. The police will claim the answer to that question is, well, internal affairs.
But they
don't. Oh, yeah, okay.
But yeah,
they didn't ever get that far.
Right, and how many days was was the guy who just believed the restaurateur's story in your case, but when you were found guilty, how many days was that guy suspended?
He wasn't.
Right, of course he wasn't. Because
he wasn't at all.
You know, internal affairs.
I didn't even go to trial. I couldn't even find a lawyer in the town where this happened in Georgia that didn't say it wasn't a conflict of interest. They wanted me to go get a lawyer outside of this town and bring back to that town. Therefore, it wouldn't be a conflict of interest. And I'm thinking everybody in the town's working together.
Well, it's not a conflict of interest as much as they're just scared crapless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very difficult to find lawyers who are willing to take on the police because they understand that the police, in many ways, are very corrupt and dangerous. And why would a lawyer want to mess with that? I mean, they don't want to have consequences befalling their family or their personal life that these corrupt cops could heap upon them. So it's very difficult. I knew a friend of mine was pulled over in Florida, Western Florida, was pulled over by the cops at 2 in the morning, and they harassed him, and they brought a dog out, and the dog tore the heck out of his car. I mean, literally, as they were searching his car, the dog scratched the paint job, the cops tore up the carpet, they just damaged this man's car. And leave it that way. Yeah, and they left, exactly right, they leave it that way, and then it's too bad, you know, we're the cops, you can't do anything to us. He wanted to do something about it, and he approached local lawyers in what is a fairly large area. Sarasota area is a big, big place, 300,000 people that live there. He approached several lawyers, and none of them had any interest in taking his case.
Yeah, and it really makes you wonder why. I mean, I don't know how the police work or anything like that, but can they tell who you are by your license plate? Can they flag somebody's car and pull them over? I've heard stories from a city councilor here in Keene, New Hampshire, who said that he voted against some raise for the cops or something like that, and they targeted him for months, pulling him over every time they saw him.
Just to show him what's
no for. Way.
Yeah. I mean, that's a guy who that's basically a legislator. I mean, he's a town councilor.
Well, who do we get to defend our basic human rights? I mean, are they going to be allowed to do whatever they want, whenever they want?
There is no dream team. There is nobody. You can't just get anybody. There's nobody out there that you can turn to for this. The Institute for Justice does a decent job of defending some people in certain circumstances, so I think they do an all right thing. They're doing a decent work, but they can't do it everywhere on a wide scale, and the scale that the police abuse people on a regular basis across the board, across the country. They just can't handle that. So there's nobody you can turn to other than yourself. And if you are like I was, as frustrated as I was, and are willing to do something about it, if you love freedom, then I recommend the Free State Project.
Yeah, there's really not any easy solution.
No,
to this.
There isn't.
There isn't just all we have to do is institute citizen boards or something like that.
That doesn't work.
Because it just doesn't work.
There's nothing that has managed to keep these people under control. And, of course, the police themselves are not going to be advocating for any kind of accountability anytime soon.
Yeah, they don't want accountability
at all.
So, and the politicians don't want to do anything that will offend the police because they want to get the endorsement of the local police unions so they can tout that as a big reason why you should vote for them because they all want to act like they're tough on crime.
People have Stockholm syndrome. I mean, that's how the police are able to hire organizations that spam call your house and ask you for money.
That to me tonight.
When was the last time the radio talk show host's union called you and said that they'd give you a sticker for the back of your your car if you just give them a little bit of money. I mean, this doesn't happen. I don't know what you do for a living, but the pizza delivery guy and the telephone lineman, the carpenters union, none of these people do this, only the cops and the firefighters. You know,
exactly.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Mike?
You get frustrated. And you don't know where to turn, and you think you could turn to the legal system, and the legal systems are behind the cops.
Yeah, it's built for them.
You're like, you don't know where else to turn, and it's almost to the point to where you're going to have to keep a pistol on your hip because
well, that won't solve anything either.
Well, the pistol might protect you from
other people.
People doing bad things. I think there might be better solutions.
Right. What I meant was the pistol won't solve anything as far as you and the police. That's just going to make things.
Yeah, it's
worse.
Just going to make them crazy. Every time they see a gun, it drives them bananas.
But if you're only they are allowed to carry guns. Area. If you love liberty and you understand what it means that in order to be free, that you need to allow others to be free, then I recommend going to freestateproject.org and getting signed up and then making the move to New Hampshire where we can stand together and refuse to obey these government gangsters, and then maybe we'll actually get some change. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Mark is listening to a new affiliate, WMTM, in Moultrie, Georgia. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mark, you got to turn your radio down or whatever it is that you're listening to there.
Hey, sorry, I had to turn my radio down.
No worries, Mark.
There was a very big delay there.
Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, your last caller there kind of gave me a few thoughts as well, and I'd like to share them if we have time, but I know y'all are probably pushing a break.
We do have time for you. If you will hang on.
This is Free Talk Live, and we'll hold you over, unlike every other show out there.
So hang on, Mark. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I've got a brand new station. I haven't even officially announced it yet.
Welcome to the new station. Hello, caller. Goodbye.
Yeah, we're going to come back to Mark, and we will talk to you about what you wanted. Even in these remaining moments, there may be enough time for your call. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use Edge.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims,
and we can back up every one.
Go to quickedge.com to learn more now.
Spelled KWIKEDGE.com.
Edge is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use Edge have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the Edge at quickedge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features on the site. They're free. So head over there and enjoy those on us. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Again, freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff there. And if you want to support the show, if you want to support the fact that we give you the show for free, the website for free, all of that, if you want to pony up a little bit, you're welcome to become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in. You'll get perks like access to the Amp-Only call-in lines, the Amp-Only forum, Amp-Only podcast, which is basically our podcast minus the usual podcast commercials that you hear. And more. Get the details and get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. One of the things the amplifiers do is the amp money goes towards essentially getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations or bringing more internet listeners on board. In fact, sometimes I get the pleasant surprise of hearing from a new radio station, of getting a new radio station on board that I actually have not spoken to before. It's pretty rare when that happens. But WMTM in Georgia was one of those stations. Just out of the blue, sent me an agreement and said, we're taking your show all six nights a week. So welcome to our listeners in Moultrie, including Mark there in Moultrie. Mark, are you still with us?
I am.
Yes,
I am still with you, Ian, and Mark, and I appreciate you holding me over.
Sure.
The best sense that last gentleman could have is an adequate knowledge of our Constitution. If he will read it, he can get a free copy in numerous places. And laws against searches and seizures and such are very plain in the Constitution. Also, if he bothers to look in the state code, I heard he was in Georgia. Well, if you look in the OCGA, that's very plain. They have to have probable cause, and they have to tell you what that probable cause is before they can even ask to search, and you're always welcome to refuse them. They normally are not used to people who know the law. And that's your best defense.
I agree with that. And but although, don't believe for a moment that any of that is going to stop them from doing the wrong thing or breaking their constitution or ignoring it completely.
It may, and it may not. You know, nine times out of ten, a person who knows what he's talking about can diffuse things pretty rapidly if he makes himself clear.
I agree that there's a certain amount of time that you'll be able to say something that gives the cop the indication, hey, I know what the Fourth Amendment says, and they'll kind of back off. There's others that, you know, they know that they're not really going to get in any trouble, so they just go ahead and push forward and let the consequences be damned. Go ahead.
Well, that's a good suggestion.
And in terms of voting this week coming up, I've discovered that a lot of people, I've heard a lot of people who are just, you know, not interested in participating, and I can only say a couple of things. If you don't participate, what you get is what you deserve. Another thing, if you don't participate, you let someone else make a choice that could have been made by you. a lot of people don't want to have to bother with it for some reason, any worse than having, any more than having to go or, and just vote a straight Republican or a straight Democrat ticket or vote all independent. And this year, you know,
I think it was in actually Georgia that I saw this, but I just recently saw an article, I think it was today, where they were, you know, testing some Diebold machines and they were flipping the Republican and the Democrat party line, because this machine would allow you to just vote all Republican or all Democrat and you could, you know, click one box and be out and on your way. And it was actually flipping them.
They discovered it first in Arizona. Because everybody that was voting for Sharon Angle, and it kept coming up Reed. And once it happened for like 5 minutes straight, then the voting people called a halt to everything and started having the investigation run. But, and Diebold is looking into it, and yeah, but you gotta stop and think. Diebold is all union people, and, you know, you gotta wonder. But you can't lose faith in trying to make a difference. You can't lose faith in the voting system yet. Otherwise, you have absolute anarchy. So, my suggestion for those who don't want to take...
Hold on a second.
Can I finish, please?
Go ahead.
I've been on hold for quite a while, and I've really got to go. But my main suggestion is, if you're a person who's not really motivated to get out there and vote, but maybe could be convinced to, if you want an easy formula to follow, vote against the incumbents who've been there and not done the job. Vote for the conservatives, whether they're Republicans or independents, whether they're backed by Tea Party or whatever, but vote for conservatives.
I can't vote for any of those folks. I can't vote for a conservative or a liberal. I mean, they're all people that want to control my life. I can't bring myself to vote for somebody that wants to control me.
Well, just because you were not here at the founding of our country, and just because you haven't had a say necessarily, you're perhaps too young to have had a big say in the political system that we have now, is no reason to just lay down and let it roll
over. It's not laying down. It's not letting it roll over.
We're not saying we're not going to vote. Mark, I'm going to vote.
Go run off and hide somewhere then.
Well, no. Mark, we're not.
Yeah.
You're suggesting voting for the conservative, and that's what Ian's responding to.
I never finished my voting. I was saying that if you have a choice between, let's choose a Republican incumbent, and he has not been responsive to any of his constituency, okay? He's an incumbent, but he is a conservative. And you have a Democrat who is a liberal, okay? And your choice is between those two. What do you do?
You don't vote
for either one of them.
Right. I usually vote for the libertarian to send a message.
Right. Well, we don't always have a third choice.
Yeah, right. So I'll stay home. If it's a choice between Thug A and Thug B, I will not choose a Thug. I'm not interested in
that. Thug in that race only, though, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Don't trash the rest of the voting system or the people who want to try to make a change need the help of everyone to get in there, because the people who want to continue to have power over us have already got their boots on the ground.
Mark, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
You know, I appreciate where Mark's coming from.
Uninterested.
I think it's really difficult to be an informed voter. Now, he had to go, and I didn't want to, keep on badgering him with points, but I think it's really, 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 really difficult to be an informed voter. I'm probably more informed than your average voter, and I realize when I look at candidates how little I know about them. I may know one or two good or bad facts about a particular candidate, and that makes me want to vote for or against them. But what do I really know about the person against whom they're running? It's really, really, really tough to be able to make a good choice when I kind of agree with the voting against incumbents thing. That might be an easy way to look at it, but it's certainly not foolproof.
Maybe if you know enough about the other person to think they would be an improvement over the incumbent, maybe.
Well, I think that there's something to be said for somebody who doesn't know what they're doing in Washington, being a little, their head's swimming for the first X number of months or whatever while they get their feet underneath them. And I think that's kind of the part of the hope of voting for the new guy rather than...
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to cast a vote for Stalin or something like that if
right.
they were, you know, if they were the ones that were running just because they weren't the incumbent.
He's just trying to put down general rules of thumb.
I understand what he's saying.
But I would like to point out that voting for the conservative doesn't work. Take a look at the list of free estates in America, and you'll find out that the Republicans ones, while they might be a little higher than the Democrat ones, they aren't that high. When you talk about taxes, Republicans love taxes. They just have more arduous rules on how you're allowed to live. Take a look at the Mercatus Center and their study on the free estates in the United States, and you will not find places like Utah, Texas, Georgia, all these red states. You won't find them.
Let's continue with your calls. Mike is in South Carolina. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got a response to that last guy that just called. I'm afraid for motivated voters to vote. And the reason why I am is that, you know, it astounds me. If you listen to how the polls that are done, the average American, the vast majority of Americans, do not trust our government. They don't trust their politicians.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The vast majority hate negative ads. And yet the polls show that the negative ads work.
And
you know,
the polls...
And people actually believe the negative ads from the politicians that they don't trust.
Yeah,
and people are the ones going to vote.
And those same people will vote in the incumbents over and over again in the government that they don't trust. It's amazing.
It's all madness. I wish we had more time for you, dude. Thanks for the call tonight. You're welcome to call back tomorrow and dig in a little deeper. We're back tomorrow night and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors want to talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.